Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Luke Burbank and Charlie Pierce each has 3 points. Kerry O'Connor has 2.
All right. Well, Kerry, you're then up first, so the clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. Rebel leaders rejected an African Union peace plan and asked for more help from NATO in blank.
Libya.
Right. During interrogations in Cairo this week, blank was hospitalized after suffering a heart attack.
Hosni Mubarak.
Right. To kick off his re-election bid, President Obama held fundraisers in blank.
Chicago.
Right. After a 12-day trial, home run king blank was convicted on one count of obstruction of justice.
Barry Bonds.
Right. The actor best known as the Verizon guy revealed that at his grandmother's funeral, he overheard a friend mutter blank as her casket was lowered into the ground.
Can you hear me now?
Of course. Kind of cruel. Conservative critics were outraged after J. Crew published an ad featuring its president, Jenna Lyons, blanking.
It's a pink toenail thing.
Painting her son's toenails pink, right. ABC announced Thursday that it is canceling two of its long-running blanks, All My Children and One Life to Live.
Soap operas.
Right, to avoid offending anyone, third graders at an elementary school in Seattle will only be allowed to have plastic Easter eggs if they blank.
If they bring in a note from their parents.
No, if they call them spring spheres.
Oh, that's so irritating because they're not spheres.
They're not. They're spring ovoids, but that's not alliterative. Calling Easter eggs could upset people who don't celebrate Easter, not to mention all the poor chickens who have to watch their young mercilessly stuffed with chocolate. So instead we get spring spheres. Spring spheres come in solstice baskets. They're delivered by the generous Candy Rabbit, a good friend to other inoffensive childhood heroes like Winter Fat Guy. And the tooth-confirmed bachelor. Carl, how did Kerry do on our quiz?
Kerry had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 16 points and the lead.
Impressive as always, Kerry. Now, we flipped a coin. Luke has elected to go next, so here we go. Luke, fill in the blank. A month after the disaster in Japan, regulators have raised the nuclear crisis rating, putting it on the same level as blank.
Chernobyl.
Right. After a standoff at the presidential palace, the former president of blank surrendered and was arrested.
Ivory Coast.
Right. Reenactors gathered at historic battle sites to mark the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the blank.
Civil War.
Right. Arrests began Monday in France as the ban against women wearing a blank went into effect.
Burkas.
Right. To get out of sentencing for her crime of forging prescriptions, a California woman showed the judge a blank.
A false piece of paperwork.
Yes, but it was a forged note from a doctor. Charlie Sheen and Warner Brothers gave conflicting reports over whether they had been in talks for him to return to blank.
2.5 Men.
Right. Bloomberg reported that Apple may begin selling white blanks at long last at the end of the month.
iPhones.
Right. In a shocking video, Czech Republic President Václav Klaus was caught blanking at an official ceremony.
Napping.
Stealing a pen. In the video, Klaus is seen taking the pen out of its box and admiring it, casually moving it under the table, and then returning his now empty hands to the tabletop. Czech staffers say, no, he's not a thief. He was acting within established Czech state protocols and cited as evidence the Czech coat of arms, which features a white, double-tailed lion slipping a stolen sword into its pocket. Carl, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Luke had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, but Kerry still has the lead with 16.
All right. So how many, then, does Charlie need to win?
7 correct answers.
All right. Here we go. This is for the game, Charlie. According to a new poll, the percentage of Americans who have a blank dropped to the lowest level since 1983.
A job.
Right. This week, an appeals court upheld a ruling stopping the implementation of blank's controversial immigration law.
Arizona.
Right. The latest Republican to form a presidential exploratory committee is former Pennsylvania senator and Fox commentator blank.
Santorum.
Right. The Winklevoss twins, made famous by the movie The Social Network, have lost their suit against blank.
Facebook.
Right. A car chase in Florida took an unusual turn when the perpetrator took time out to blank.
Go through a drive-thru.
Right. Pick up some lunch. This week, People magazine named American Idol judge and pop star blank as the world's most beautiful woman.
J-Lo?
Yeah. Foreign dignitaries and former boyfriends and girlfriends of the couple were among the names in the guest list for the upcoming royal blank.
Wedding.
Right. A penguin at the Sea Life Center in Germany has fallen in love with blank.
J-Lo.
No.
Why not?
She's too tall?
What's no. wrong with that penguin?
A penguin has fallen in love with a rubber boot.
Please tell me it's platonic.
No, I hope so. The course of true love never did run smooth, and for Bonaparte, the penguin, in love with a black and white Wellington boot, it's even more difficult.
Wait a minute. Bonaparte fell in love with a Wellington?
Yes.
Hey!
Says his keeper, he rubs his nose in the boots and cuddles up to them.
Oh,
he gets
Jesus.
Very excited, showing off and trying to seduce the boot. Sadly for Bonaparte, the boot rejected his advances, reportedly calling him a heel.
He'd been seeing a flip-flop behind the penguin's back.
Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
He needed 7 correct answers to win, and he had 7
Whoa!
Correct answers. So with 17 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Congratulations, Charlie.